Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pit, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-e, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home, OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 20th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I actually sent out the wrong text. I think I sent the first text out was for my Facebook Live, so I had to resend it out to give everybody the correct blog talk channel. So today, we want to talk about suppressed knowledge or suppressed truth. We want to delve into or look into this ideal, if you want to use that term, of the fact that the information that's being shared with us today may or may not be 100% accurate. And so when we talk about this information, we want to talk about what I've been talking about, especially yesterday and the last few days, about how and why would this knowledge or information in the areas of wealth, health, and wisdom be suppressed? What would be the motivation? What would be the benefit, if you will, to keep you and I in the dark? why is it imperative or important that we live in a, I'm going to use the word, suppressed environment? The song that you heard, the intro song, was a new song by my son, BJ. So a shout out to BJ for, again, sharing and producing, continue to come out with new hits. That's a great song. I really, really like that one. Talking about the OG, old school, if you will. And we want to talk about how some of the lyrics or some of the things that was that he said in the song is so important. So there is an ancient text, an ancient book. It's a Gnostic book that contains a lot of the information that I'm going to be sharing with you today. And what's extremely important when we talk about these are lost keys that if they are not discovered, and I'm going to use the word discovered because it does require us to actually delve into and uncover things, especially when we look at the history of what we call the allegorical meaning of all history, especially when we look at the spiritual importance of the spiritual evolution of the sons of God inside of the souls and bodies of mortal men. Now, what does that mean? That just simply says that you are a light being. You are an eternal being trapped, if we want to use that term, or placed inside of a dirt suit. And so that suppressed truth is the most important, or one of the most important things on earth. And so now there is a rise, because we're in the age of Aquarius, where the suppressed truth is overtaking the ingrained error. Let me say it again. So the suppressed truth is being overtaken, or is overtaking, the ingrained error. So there's a lot of informing or information that is or was repressed and are suppressed. And now that information is coming to the forefront. And so today we want to look at some of the things in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships that has been suppressed. Primarily, or specifically, we want to look at the way by which we interpret. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. And so the thing that's really important in the areas of wealth, health, and wisdom, and relationship is not necessarily the fact that things are hidden, but the fact that the way that we interpret the things that are hidden. So your ability to over and understand that certain things are hidden because of the way that they are interpreted. And so it's not hidden because of the fact that it's not available, but it's hidden because of the way that it's interpreted. So I watched a movie that was, I think it was produced in 2016 or 17 about mind gamers last night. And it was an interesting movie because it was talking about a lot of stuff that I talk about. It had a lot of neurological terms, had a lot of technology in it, but the information that it was shared was hidden because most people looking at the movie would miss it, kind of like the Matrix. So why are things hidden? Why is there such a high value on symbolism and allegory? So the world that we live in is not controlled, and I talked about that or I mentioned it today. I think on my Facebook page or my Instagram page. So we live in a world today, and I do apologize for sending out two because I sent out the first text that said Facebook Live, and actually it was a blog talk show. So thanks everybody for kind of noticing that and just kind of joining. So we are spirits that have possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. That's the first suppressed truth. So if you do not learn the rules of the game, then you can't play the game. So your job is to understand the rules of the game and then play the game according to the rules better than everybody else. That's it. And in order for you to do that, you got to understand Psalms 82:6. So suppressed truth, there is something behind Psalms 82:6 when it says, "I have said that ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High." Now, so that's suppressed, because nobody teaches that. So the reason that people can't teach that is because they don't understand how or what that means. So when you start talking about Psalms chapter 82, verse 6, you are now starting to delve into something that is suppressed. And the reason that is suppressed, as I talked about before, is something as simple as tubal cain. And I mentioned that I'm going to be doing some shows on breaking down the esoteric meaning of combining iron and clay along with technology, which is what the movie Mind Gamers was about. It's about, again, as I talked about and I've been talked about, especially on Sunday morning, that without understanding the true suppressed allegorical history, then we have a problem. So the books in the Bible, you know, are written in a way for you to be able to delve into it and take out and understand the allegorical depictions that are represented inside of the Bible. And so without understanding the allegorical depictions of truth, because the world that we live in is not controlled by truth. The world that we live in is controlled by symbols. And so without understanding that signs and symbols rule the world, not words and laws. So we live in a world that is controlled by signs and symbols. They're not controlled by words and laws. Now, words follow the sign, but the sign, once misinterpreted, it hides the words. So the importance of the quote-unquote holy, if we want to use that term, which means set apart, spiritual history, then what happens is we do not have the ability to over and understand the true esoteric meaning of anything that we are observing. So we are living in the world where there are lost keys, or the information that is being shared is lost. And so because everybody that reads, especially me, when I started out reading, I took everything literally, because that's kind of what I was taught. So I was taught the literal interpretation of everything. And then I noticed that I didn't understand something that was very important. That was called rightly dividing the word of truth. Because everybody in my circle was telling me how to rightly divide the word of truth, but I didn't know how to rightly divide the word of truth. So I had to take the text from the Bible, because I considered the text literally, and I didn't break it down didactically. And so the moment that I started to break down the words inside the Bible didactically, or using didaculos, just like it says in the Bible, then I noticed that everything changed. Especially one word, and that is the word die. Because when you talk about this, it's counted on the man wants to die, and then the judgment. Or by man, death entered into this universe, and by one man, death was overcome. And so without understanding that one word, die, or death, or to die, then we don't have the ability to understand truth. What we have is error. And pretty much most people I talk to, they don't understand the word death inside of the Bible or the Helios Biblios. Because everything in nature grows, evolves. Everything in the world is abundant. We live in an abundant, replenishing universe. If you notice the stars, if you notice the grass, the trees, everything is cyclical, and everything, like how many blades of grass is there in your front yard or your backyard? If you live on the beach, how many grains of sand are there on the beach? And is your beach the only one? So why is there so many? How can such a thing as poverty exist when we live in such an abundant universe? That means our definitions of poverty must be flawed, because everything in the universe is abundant. Everything is like beyond measure. And so when we look at how we've lost the ability to understand definition or the interpretation, everything goes back all the way to the beginning. And what happened in the beginning was, as I talked about on Sunday, if we really look at the Samaritan text, which is the oldest text that we have available to us, their definition of the creation story is different from the biblical definition of the creation story. Now, we're not talking about meaning. I'm sorry. We're not talking about right and wrong. We're not trying to choose whether the creation story is right or the Samaritan creation story is right. What we're doing is we want to understand the meaning of the biblical creation story and the meaning of the Samaritan creation story. So the biblical creation story talks about a God that created man, Genesis 1 And then another God created another type of man in Genesis 2. And then the Samaritan creation story talks about these guys who had these things that looked like pine cones. And all throughout all the ancient texts, there is something that's a pine cone. And since the Vatican has it, every culture has it, nobody broke down, or very few people understand that the pine cone represents the eye of God. Now, a lot of people talk about it, and they say it means the, you know, the eye of Horus. Because, again, Horus was God back then. Even something as simple as the Corpus Colostrum, nobody knows. Very few people understand what that means. So I've done many shows on Corpus Colostrum where we get the word Christ. Again, this the Bible talks about the land flowing with milk and honey. So Corpus Colostrum, the pineal gland and pituitary gland, releases a substance that looks like milk and honey inside of the body, which the body is made up of earth, so the body is the land. And so the inability to understand that the pineal gland is the pine cone that's in the Vatican. And every time you see these big old tall dudes with this purse in their hand and they got a watch on the walls of Egypt that's been there in stone for 5,000 years or a lot longer than that, depending on who you talk to. And they all have pine cones. But the inability to understand what does that come from or what does that mean? So the English word pine cone comes from a Latin word which means pinus, P-I-N-U-S. And so the pine cone represents, and it's developed inside of the human brain during the fifth week, which represents the fifth dimension, which gets into Hebrews 4:12, because the word of God is four dimensions. So in Genesis chapter 32, verse 30, when Jacob wrestled with the angel and he saw God face to face, he called that place Peniel. So if you think that the place is a physical place, Peniel, and you don't understand that it's talking about a biological place, Peniel, then you're looking for a city over in Middle East called Peniel. Hey, you ain't going to find it. But if you understand the biological references, but again, that's suppressed. How come they don't say that? Now, the writers, they use allegories. In other words, they use physical things to represent biological substances. So the inability for us to connect the biological proof, because everything in the Bible explains a biological process. But if you tell that to someone who's a traditionalist, like I was, you're going to have a conundrum because of the lack of, again, gnosis due to the fact that that's suppressed. So now the suppressed truth is rising and is overtaking the ingrained error we call tradition. So we got a conundrum because the conundrum is there's a lot of tradition, but there is no dominion. There is no truth. And so the ability to connect the dots using suppressed truth is what I do every day. And that's called didaktylos. So if you are a quote-unquote Egyptologist, for example, and you get into Egyptology and you study the Pier Mater or Pi Mater, which is, again, P-I-A-M-A-T-E-R. That's a part of the human anatomy. If you go to Google and type in P-I-A-M-A-T-E-R, you're going to see it's going to pull up the part of your cranium or your brain. But there's a great book called The Pier Mater, but it's spelled P-Y-M-A-N-D-E-R. And all of the Egyptology come from the esoteric or the great Pier Mater, P-Y instead of P-I. But the Pier Mater that's inside of the ancient text explains things that to a traditionalist has to do with spirituality. But the spirituality is explained biologically, which is if you notice that I don't care how great you are spiritually, if you have no body, then you cannot connect with this physicality. So the enemy wants you to focus on your spirituality all the time, destroying your biology. There is no emphasis on maintaining the body. Now, Yahushua came and he did something that nobody else did. He regened or re-glorified the body so that the body became an eternal aspect just like the spirit and the soul. So when he died and he rose, as I will be sharing with my members on June the 1st, we're going to be breaking down this glorified process so that way you can be regened. Now, the way that you become regened has nothing to do, as I talked about, as inside of the movie Mind Gamers. It's mind over matter. So if you can understand the right data, you change your matter. So data changes matter. So Yahushua brought the new data, the neurons, the neutrons, or the nucleus, or the new clay. So the inability to understand the nucleus inside of a human cell puts you inside of a physical cell, meaning that you DYE and you come back. Or depending on, you go somewhere. But you don't have a glorified body. And so everything has to do with the suppressed truth to bring about a glorified or a new you. The Bible talks about this in Ephesians chapter 2. When Yahushua takes the two seeds that are far off and he makes one new man. But all of this takes place with the esoteric functioning of the pineal gland that represents, again, the quote-unquote eye of God. Now, without getting into the deep esoteric, if you want to use that term, or biology, because it's really, that's all it is, it's just basic biology. But basic biology was replaced by this mystical theology. And so now we've got to do something that we all got to get back to: suppressed truth. What is suppressed? Cosmos. Because why? No matter where you are on the planet, if you look up in the sky, you see in the same sky. Let me say that again. So if I'm in the rainforest of Brazil and I've never seen a Bible, but if I look up in the sky and I'm in the United States, or if I'm in China, or if I'm in Brazil, I see the same sky. It's universal. But I got a different culture because I'm in the rainforest of Brazil. I'm an indigenous person. I don't speak English language. I know nothing about King James or the King James Bible. But I know about the cosmos because in all cultures, Mayan, the Incas, the Aztecs, the Zulu warriors, we can go over to my boy over Genghis Khan. We can go over to Hosaka. I forgot old boy in Japan. Anyway, we can go any culture. They all got the same cosmology, but they got different theology. Why? Men wrote theology. God made cosmology. And what's another thing that's really interesting, regardless of where you're located, again, we're talking about suppressed truth. What is suppressed? The cosmos. What is suppressed? Biology. What is promoted? Theology. So if you are in a certain part of the country, you got a different theology than me. You may be a Buddhist. You may be a Hinduist. You may be a Kabbalist. You may be a Rosicrucian. You may be a Mason. So we got a lot of different, because you can change text, but you can't change the cosmos, homie. You can't change biology, but you can change theology. So there's a reason why theology is promoted, but there isn't a lot of emphasis on cosmology and biology. So I put all of my attention on the cosmos because it doesn't change. And I put my attention on biology because it doesn't change. Everybody got 2 feet. Everybody got 2 hands. Everybody got 2 eyes. Since the beginning of mankind, since the beginning, there ain't been no cyclops, at least regularly, like everybody. Everybody got 2 eyes. So biologically speaking, we are all the same. Cosmology speaking, the universe is all the same. But theologically speaking, how many religions do we got? How many denominations do we got? Why do we have so many? And why are they promoted? How come the biological, how come cellular histology is not, how come biomed and how come neuroscience is not, why? How come that's not promoted? Why is that not a requirement in every high school in the country? How come studying of the 13 constellations, or the 13 zodiac signs, most people don't even know there's 13. They think they're 12. So how come that's not promoted? And if it is promoted, why is it demonized? Why, if you study the zodiac sign, you know, that's of the devil? It's really amazing, because once we look at what is really going on, we really see that truth has been suppressed. It's incredible. If you really look at the true exegesis, with the proper frame of reference, let me emphasize on the words again, the proper frame, not the picture of Christianity, the frame of Christianity. If you look at the scriptures of Christianity, or Buddhism, or Sufism, or Perennialism, or any of the isms, if you look at the frame, you're gonna see that, we got an issue. Because the historical development that has led to the loss of all of the pieces of vital gnosis and knowledge has been suppressed. when you really look at the fact that there is a bulk of informing that's not available inside of what you and I call ancient texts. Because the texts that we have, they're not ancient. There's things that's ancient, that's older. So you got to use etymology. You got to use didaskalos. So the Holy Bible comes from the Textus Receptus, or the Latin Vulgate, or again, the Greek Septuagint. So how come we don't read those books? What about the Dead Sea Scrolls and all of the books that's in the Dead Sea Scrolls? Since what we have came from something, then we should research where that information came from. So when we look at the words that's inside the books of the Bible, we talk about something that's very interesting, because those books were written. And when we look at how those words were written and the authorship and the penmanship of those words and the impact that they have, because they were shared from the minds of scribes and Pharisees and the priests of those days, or the initiates of the ancient mystery schools and the different brotherhoods of thousands and thousands of years ago, who wrote down things that was preserved, quote unquote, by memory, or the scripture says they was inspired by the Ruach of the Numa to write down certain things. And they wrote them down. They wrote down certain oral traditions, if you will, in allegorical depictions, using numbers and using symbols that we call letters. And they wrote down to the best of their ability things that they were describing. So when Ezekiel saw a wheel in the middle of the wheel, and they wrote it down to the best of their ability to describe a spiritual or natural or biological or esoteric phenomenon. And then the powers that be, or the people that came afterwards, they then promoted that as a personification, or they promoted it as literal. When the original, it was written allegorical. It wasn't written literally. And so now we got an issue, because we are now, or the truth is coming up. So let's go through just one or two of these. The biggest one being this word allegory. Now, the Bible talks about that it's an allegorical or a symbolic book, and we just broke down one piece of that, and that was, again, Genesis 30, 32, Jacob wrestling with the angel. The place that he wrestled with the angel at, he called that place Pineal. And we talked about that the word Pineal gland comes from the Latin pinus, P-I-N-U-S, which gives us the understanding of the eye of God. So we're talking about an invertebrate eye. The pineal gland, that's why it's made up of optical nerves, meaning that it's inside. Now, without going into a bunch of biological detail, because I talk about this quite a bit, but again, that's just one example of a suppressed truth that once it comes up and people start to understand it, it's going to replace a lot of ingrained error, because it's not a physical place. Another thing is, like, you know, when like Moses crossing the Red Sea. And that one takes a little bit to break down, so let me find another example. But again, that is Moses crossing the Red Sea, biological process. Yahushua, his name, biological process. Jesus means body. Christ means oil. It means oil in the body. When he was crucified, the word crucified means amplified. So the oil in your body, that is amplified. So again, that is another allegorical reference that is suppressed. And once it comes to light, it's going to replace some ingrained error. Now, it's already, but I'm talking about on where it's talked about every Sunday or pretty much every day. Now, there's a lot of people who, you guys, especially members of the Life Management System, we've been talking about this for eons. But now it's coming out in the movies, and it's coming out in a lot of other things, but they want to add in, and it's really interesting. Anytime you add science, technology, and religion, be careful. Let me say that again. Anytime you add science, religion, and technology, as they do in all of the movies, be careful. Because when you add in the technological component, technology is always designed to replace theology. But the emphasis should be on biology, and cosmology. And then you can add in a deeper understanding of theology. Now, when we talk about theology, what we're talking about is what? We're talking about your soul inside of the body. So what is the importance of that? What is the main reason? What is the most important thing for you to understand? That is the true destiny of mankind. That's suppressed. What is suppressed? What is the true destiny of mankind? Well, the true destiny of mankind is to become a part of the God kind, the God class, meaning that man is eternal. Because you got to understand that the cells inside of a man is eternal. Everything inside of a man's body renews itself. So according to biology, there's no reason that you should DYE. The only reason that you DYE is because you're programmed to. You got telomeres on the end of your DNA. So if, and they've trying, the one percenters are trying to figure out how to keep the telomeres from, now again, this is Hebrews 6:1 that tells us. So Yahushua already told us how. So I have to decode what Yahushua did so you can understand eternity. Because it said in Hebrews 6:1, let us go on to perfection. That word perfection in the Greek means teleos, T-E-L-O-S. In the Greek, we'll get the English word teleosmere, which is T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E, telomere, which is inside of your DNA, which is the only reason that you D-Y-E. You don't D-I-E, that means to change dimensions. You D-Y-E, that means to change color and return. So without understanding that, and then I'll be breaking that down further, that one word, D-I-E or D-E-A-T-H, once you understand that, then that removes all fear. And then you're able to go out, and now you stop trying to survive, and you start to thrive. And now you can start thinking like Peter Thiel. Now you can start thinking like Elon Musk. Now you can start thinking like the members of the Founders Fund. And now you understand why the Founders Fund control everything on Earth. And now you can really start to wrap your brain around when you go to Google and you type in Founders Fund and you're looking at social media and you look at every app and you look like everything that you do and you look like everything that's on Earth is about data collection. Every movie, everything is about collecting your data because that's how I control your matter. And then you understand that the writers that are suppressing the truth, the managers, the lords, the wipers, the handlers, the erasers, who are they? They're all the elite. They're members of this club that you ain't in. So how come you're not in the club that sets the narrative? So they write the script. They are the programmers. Unless you learn how to program, how to deprogram their program and write your own program, which is what I teach in the life management system. So the life management system is all about you identifying the program. And then you become the programmer. Your body is your soul is the software. So you write the software and then you install the software. You download the software into the hardware. The hardware is the body. Right now, the Founders Fund and Peter Thiel, they do that for you. They control the narrative. And they give you, Peter Thiel gives you the narrative. And he tells you how. And for example, you use, you know, PayPal or cryptocurrency or anything that is promoted, Facebook, Instagram, TubeMogul, Uber. They control all of those. Peter Thiel and his homies, they run the show of anything that's digital. Now, the inability to understand how and why they run the show, that's the question that you should be asking yourself. You should be asking yourself, who is Peter Thiel and who's his daddy? Who's Mark Zuckerberg and who's his daddy? And then you understand people like Sean Parker. You understand people like Ken Howerly. You understand people like Luke Nosey and Sean. I mentioned Sean Parker already. Mark Zuckerberg. Who are these people? Why are they mostly Caucasian men, males? Okay, well, who controls the culture, the narrative? Who writes the script? Who determines what movie gets played with national distribution? Who determines what rap music? These guys, they don't know nothing about our culture. How can they control our culture? Who's the owner of BET? BET used to be Black Entertainment Network or the Black Entertainment Television. Not no more. So without understanding Lauren Gross for example. Who's Lauren? So without understanding these names, then you don't understand the narrative. Why they write the script, they're the programmers. They are the handlers. They're the managers. They are the lords. They're the gods. Because you look at the word lord, you're going to see the word kurios, which means manager, which means handler. So that's the suppressed truth. The suppressed truth is the fact that the world that you live in is a Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 world. And without understanding who is the prince of the air, what are they doing over at Project CERN right now? And why are they doing it? What is the D-Wave computer? And why is it called a D-Wave for demon? Why is it a demon? Why is it a daemon? Why is it a diamond computer? Why is diamonds a girl's best friend? Because they're amplifiers. What is a quantum computer, and how does quantum computers work? How do you get into the quantum realm? How do you understand quantum multiplicity? So all of these guys, they understand quantum. So in the movie Mind Gamers, these were about guys. These were neuroscientists. They combine religion. They combine science. And they are producing magic, the magic net, to hold and trap light. And so theology, along with science and along with biology, creates a magic net. So that is suppressed. So the Founders Fund, they know that you're too busy surviving, that you have no idea about thriving. And so the question, though, is to go deeper than that and understand particle physics, Project CERN, and what is the universal language of the Creator? Who's Lord Shiva? Who's John Dee? What do these people have to do with history? And why is it history? Why is history his story? Why do you have histones in your body? Go to Google and type in the word histones and click on images and then just marvel at this is inside of your body. This is the biological structure. Now, as I told everybody in the Sunday morning show, how come your body releases dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin? And why are these called feel-good chemicals? And what is the molecular structure of dopamine? What is the molecular structure of oxytocin? What is the molecular? Why is H2O called water? How can you combine gas and get water? Now, if you don't, now remember, while you're looking at the picture, water, I'm looking at the frame, H2O. While you're looking at the picture, Bible, I'm looking at the frame. Who framed the Bible? Who put it together? Who was at the Council of Nicaea? Who was Constantine? Why did he write? Why does Constantine almost sound just like consonants? And why is there only consonants in the Hebrew? Why is there no vowels? And why is the constellations? And why is Constantine? And why is it constant? Why is the word father, patar, which means generator, frequency, wave, vibration? Everything on this earth is about a wave of vibration, so it's interrupting spirit, so sound interrupts God. That's what God said. He's chosen to use the foolishness of preaching. Why does source, why does God call preaching foolishness? Because it's interrupting. Why does the Bible say be still and know? So if you move, that means yet you don't know. How come on earth nothing is still? How come in order for it to be seen or exist, it got to be watched? Who are the 12 original watchers? Who are the 12 original watchers, and what are their names? So see, I focus on the frame while you look at the picture. Not you personally, but you know, people you know. Because that's suppressed. The frame, the people who built the frame, the programmers, it's like in the Matrix. How come in the Matrix, every time Neo wanted to learn something immediately, why did they put a metal rod in the base of his spine, right where the reticular activating system is? And they injected the penis, if you want to use that term, because it gets into sex magic. And what was injected into in the Matrix when Neo was sitting in that chair and he was like, oh yeah, he likes it. Okay, give him some more. And then it was an immediate upload. What happened in the movie Mind Gamers? What is Elon Musk coming out with Neuralink? What is Neuralink? That was developed by Elon Musk. What is Skynet? That was developed by Elon Musk. Who is Elon Musk? Who is his daddy? Who are the script writers, brothers? Who are the script writers? Why? Now, the universal language of the creator is not the universal language of the creator. See, you're not going to source code. You're going to, you're Samael. He's the blind God of this world. He's the Ephesians 6:12 God. He's the prince of the air. He's the power of this world. Why is there five levels to the atmosphere? Why is there five levels to the word of God in Hebrews 4:12? The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, one, soul, two, joint and marrow. That's the body, three. And is the son of the thoughts, four. And the intents, five. Why is the world we live in controlled by intent? Your intentions. Why are there? Tom Cruise made a movie called Pre, where he dealt with arresting you before you committed the crime, precognition. What is CPT? What is cognitive behavioral therapy? Why am I a major? Why did I major in cognitive behavioral therapy and not neuro-linguistical programming? How come at the Tower of Babel, there was on one accord and there was one language and there was not nothing that they couldn't accomplish until that God introduced language? Now, Lane Gu Age, all my members know, you already know that's again, the ancient text, language is the god of war. So doing this causes cognitive dissonance in the brain. Why? I'm going to say something that you're going to disagree. Your brain is going to cut off. Your reticular activating system does not let anything in that does not agree with it until you activate it, your ASMR, which all my members already know, because that's what I teach. That's the only way you get out of religion. You cannot. Your brain will not allow you. It is biologically impossible for you to change Groundhog's Day. Biologically impossible. It is biologically impossible for you to change the structure unless you deal with it on a neurological level, using and understanding the structural keys. That's called the key that establishes the kingdom that makes you the king. Now, source code, Genesis 1:24, God gave you dominion over five kingdoms. I cannot find nowhere where one man has dominion over another man. I cannot find it. It's nowhere in the Bible, but yet you subject yourself to another man. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to do that too. Not no more, boo-boo. Now I write my own script. I'm the writer, and I'm the director, and I'm the actor. I'm the star in the own movie because source code, the prime creator, he made me in his image and his likeness. I'm a co-creator, like the creator. Now, I got sons. Now, my sons, they got my blood in their body. My sons are the biological expression of me. So the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So the source code, your father, unless your father is the devil, but your father, God, the Bible says that you are made, that you are his sons, that we are his sons. We're made in his image and his life, but there is a his tone. His means snake. Now, remember, what is the case of the missing shin? Go to Google, type in. Now, you can read my book. I did the research for you. How come God's name in the Bible, YHVH, YHWH? Where's the S? Where is the S-H-I-N? Now, go to Google, type it in. Don't believe me. Remember, I got 10 grand. If you can prove me wrong, 10 grand. Go to Google, type in shin, S-H-I-N. Type in case of the missing shin. Why did they take the fifth element out? Why is there only four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? Where's Thomas? Why are there only four letters in the DNA? Where's the P? Where's the phosphorus? Everything, they only give you four pieces. They never give you five because you're wrapped. Notice that the histone is wrapped by a snake. Now go to Google, type in histones, H-I-S, is his. The history is his story. It's the snake story. That's why you are in skin. Look at the word skin. It makes you S-kin. Snake is the S. Kin. You are related to the snake. But the snake is Ophiuchus. It's the 13th zodiac sign. It's in the constellations. It's in the sky. But that's demonic, brother. You can't teach nothing about no damn zodiac or constellation in no damn church. You'll run your ass out of there. Because the Negroes got tradition. They don't got no freaking dominion, a.k.a. freedom. Now, Yahushua came that you may have life. He did not come that you may have knowledge of good and evil. So without understanding biology, you have no theology. The inability to connect the cosmos, because I don't care where you are in the globe, the cosmos is the same. But you can go to different places on the globe and the religion is different. because there's a different book. But guess what? The stars are not, they don't change. So in the book of Job, when God asked Job, hey, dude, where was you when I spun the stars? So in Genesis, when God says that the heavens declare, or Psalms, when it says the heavens declare the glory of God, in Genesis, when it says that the stars were given for signs and for seasons. In the book of Jeremiah, when it says that the turtle dove and the birds, they know their times and their seasons, but my people don't. So God already know that Negroes was going to demonize truth and suppress it. But God knew that there's going to be people like me who they are 2 Thessalonians 2, 8, 9, 10 Negroes. We have the love of the truth, not King James. I have no allegiance to no man, no woman, or no child, no doctrine, or no religion. My allegiance is to the source. My religion is God, the big one. And God is the generator, the operator of destinies. G-O-D, generator, operator, destiny. Because the word Christ means the ability to discern the destinies of men. But somebody else is discerning your destiny because they're thinking for you, because they read the books that you read. So I don't get my definitions from Noah Webster. I don't get my definitions. I get my definitions from source code. And you might want to ask yourself, as I've been saying, if you want to know the purpose of the thing, look at where the thing came from. Meaning, if you want to know what you're called to do, look what you've been through. Now, my mother died at a young age because of religion, from my perspective. Now, let me make sure you understand. As a young man, I only had one caregiver. My biological father was nowhere around. So when I lost my primary caregiver at the age of 11 or 12, you know what that did to me? I don't know. I don't think you want to know, brother. Now, I don't know. Like I tell you, guys, I'm on Mother's Day. I don't go see her. My mother's not here. I can't send no damn card or pick up the phone. So when I play that through my head, I ask myself, like, damn, like, why, God, why? Like, everybody got a different take of the events that happened. You can ask my brothers and sisters. They got a different definition. It affected them differently. They had other options. I didn't. I wasn't smart. I wasn't a world-class athlete. I didn't have, height. I didn't have blonde hair, blue eyes. I didn't have those other things to fall back on. That was my safety net. But remember, God takes you through. Why was Moses raised in Egypt? Because his purpose required him to go back and freaking destroy Egypt. Why was I raised in freaking religion? Because my purpose is freaking to destroy religion. Because religion is a freaking narrative written by the Cosmogrator himself. Now, I know what you're saying. The same thing I used to say when I was in religion. Well, Brother Will, you don't understand, my brother. Mine is the one. You know how many Negroes have told me that? Well, I don't know. I had Muslims tell me that. I had Egyptologists tell me this. I had freaking atheists tell me this. I had Sufis. I had Perennialists. I had Kabbalists. I had Calvinists. I had Presbyterians. I had Methodists. Everybody's religion is the one. Now, how could that be possible? How can everybody else is a lie except for me? You know, the first thing I did that set me free was to look myself in the mirror and say, Negro, you lost. That's what set me free. When I was able to embrace the fact that, you know what, maybe what I got needs to be examined. The fact that you never question the nature of your reality is why you don't have God's mentality. See, God cannot be put in a box. Once you label it, you limit it. You can't limit source. Here's a name written on the thigh that no man can pronounce, according to the Bible that you read. That's suppressed. But what is promoted? Names. Now, I major in names because why? They do. They understand symbols. They know that letters are fetters. They know that letters are chains. They've read Jude 6. Did you read Jude 6? They know the Bible better than you do because they know Baal. They know B-A-A-L. Do you know Baal? They know Abraham. Do you know the Abrahamic religions? Do you know Amun-Ra? Do you know the angels who did not keep? Did you watch the movie Angels and Demons that had my boy Tom, not Tom Cruise, the other one. What about the book, The Angel Wars in Heaven? That's suppressed truth. There's very few religious zealots who've read The Angel Wars or the Book of Enoch. And so when you go watch movies like Angels and Demons, guess what happens? You can't make the connection. Now, if you notice, the movie Angels and Demons was about a guy who was working with the ancient brotherhood known as the Illuminati. And I thought that was a secret society. Why did they put that in there? Guess where they was at? They was in Rome. And I remember the word Rome is cold. So Rome, all roads lead to Rome. What does that mean? All roads leads to Rome. But it's not R-O-M-E. It's R-O-A-M. So I got a book called Vatican. And in that book, I break down how any religion keeps you roaming. You R-O-A-M. It's not R-O-M-E. Because remember, everything is language. Because language is the god of war. So if I want to declare war on you, I'm going to talk to you. Because source code, don't talk. Be still and know. The inability for you to slow down, boo-boo. The inability for you to understand the forces of nature. Why they call forces? Who is the god of forces? Why does it talk about the god of forces in the Bible? In the book of Daniel, do you know the God of forces? Oh, I know him very well. Why is it that God has not given us a spirit of fear? So everybody I know is scared to death, except for me. Everybody's afraid, but you got the God. You got the biggest God, supposedly, but you're scared. So let me get this right. I'm not going to do that, brother, because I'm afraid of the devil. Okay, but I thought you love God. But I'm not going to read that book, brother, because there's a possibility that it could do. Okay, let me make sure you understand. Like, the big G, he's called the big G for a purpose, for a reason. That means he's the God of gods. He's the king of kings. He's the lord of lords. That means the buck stops with him, with source code. So the moment somebody tells me, or the moment I sense fear, that's exactly what I do. Now, I just was born that way. I was a little kid. My grandma said, boy, don't chunk rocks at my chickens. So I went out there and I chunked rocks at chickens. I got my ass whooped, but guess what? I did my own thing. Negroes told me, hey, man, don't get out of the military with no plan. Now, I got out of the military with no plan. Guess what happened? Crashed and burned. But guess what did I do? I learned. So my little son, Jay, same way. That little knucklehead would go out there and on the skateboard. Hey, BJ, man, he's jumping off roofs and climbing up. And hey, he got broke up a lot of times. But guess what? He got back up. He learned. So that we learn through what? Life, living. So if you are afraid, you cannot. Why? Perfect love casts out fear. That's what it says in your Bible. So that means, and God is love. So I know you don't have God. Because you cannot have God. You cannot have the one I got. Because there's a lot of gods out here. Y'all got to remember, Judges chapter 10, verse 6. Have y'all read it? Anybody read Judges chapter 10, verse 6? I'm the only one? Okay, after today's show, y'all might want to read it so you can see who you might be hanging out with. Because God tells you. Why did God say that I don't want no other God? There is no other God before me. You should not have them. That means they exist. So without over and understand suppressed, then that ingrained error stays ingrained. But the moment you are exposed to the Second Thessalonians, for God himself will send you a strong delusion. That way you will believe the lie. Go in the Bible. Look at the word the lie. Look it up. You know what you're going to see in there? Akruman. Who's Akruman? That means evil brother. Don't believe me? Look it up. So when you read Judges chapter 6, verse 10, I already read it. I just recommend you read it. It says something that hurts people's brains. It's suppressed, though. Because once you understand, okay, there's dimensions to this stuff. As a lot of my clients are learning and finding out, when they go out there and I say, hey, man, you do not want to do that or do this, not because of fear, just because it doesn't take you in a direction of, it doesn't generate. It doesn't allow you to operate, and it doesn't allow you to stay in your destiny. God. God is the generator. So are you. That's why you got sodium and potassium pumps in your body. That's why you got, and that's why you are an electromagnetic being. That's why you are able to produce something called ADP and ATP inside of your body. And that's why when you push your muscles too hard, they produce something called lactic acid. That means slow down, homie. So your body is just like in the Matrix. It's a battery. So you do generate energy, number one. Now, you're supposed to operate that energy. But you're taking orders from the Reverend Dr. Bishop or somebody else. You're not supposed to. You're a man. At least you're supposed to be. You're a lion. Now, I can't find the lions. You know, when they grow up, they grow up and they start their own pride. Like lions, they don't take orders from no other animal in the jungles. Lions don't even take orders from other lions. The male lion is the king of his pride. The male lion is the king of the freaking jungle. When he's loyal, when he roars the male lion's voice, there's something in the male lion's voice, again, biologically, scientifically proven, that produces lactic acid in his prey so that that way they can't run fast. They can run, but their body, like, why? Freeze, fight, or flight. So it produces adrenochrome. So you're the lion. You're supposed to roar. When you roar, guess what? Them demons and devils, them suckers supposed to freeze. Are they going to fight? Are they going to flight? One of the F's. But most Negroes, they got the other three F's. Fun, fighting, and effing. That's pretty much all we do. Very few people have faith, fruit, and freedom. So if you got faith and your faith don't produce fruit. Now, remember, this is why I left the church. Because I saw a lot of people that had faith in God, but they had no fruit from God. And the fruit that they did have from God did not give them freedom to be God. Now, remember, God typically means that you can generate energy, you can operate that energy, and that energy takes you to your destiny. That's what God means. Now, I'm not debating if you don't have other meanings. If you believe you're a big dude in the sky, hey, knock yourself out, boo-boo. But I'm just saying that you should have something called fruit. So when I walk past your tree, and if you got, I'm looking for figs, and I'm hungry, and you got a tree that's supposed, they got fruitless trees now. What the is that? This dude said he got a mulberry tree. I was a little kid, man. We used to eat mulberries. He said, yeah, but it's fruitless. I'm like, what? Like you got a fruit tree, but you don't want to produce fruit. No, man. You know, it stains my car and this and that. I'm like, what, is that fool smoking crack? So you want a tree that don't produce fruit. That's what's going on today. We got a bunch of fruitless people walking around. Now, I want to produce fruit. I don't know about y'all. I'm interested in producing fruit. Yahushua came that I may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. That is suppressed. So without understanding the laws, symbolic codes, you will fail to grasp the proper interpretation and the entire esogesic structure of the ancient text. That means you're going to fall into the trap of ignorance that I spent 40 plus years in. Because that trap of ignorance, and I remember ignorance, it has the word ignore in it. So the trap is, I got to get you to ignore something. It's right there. I got to get you to miss the forest because of the trees. Now you see the trees, but you can't see the forest. Man, if I had a dime for everybody that I know that's like that. So Judges 6:10 tells me, I have said it to you that I am the Lord your God. You must stop worshiping the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you do not obey me. And he goes on and he lists a bunch of other gods in Judges 6:10. He also does the same thing in Judges 10:6. So it's really easy to remember. Just flip around 6 and 10. And then you find all the little other dimensions that you can oscillate and vibrate on. Now, I don't recommend you oscillate and vibrate on those levels or those dimensions with those gods, because that is the level that makes you or develop what is called ineptitude. It makes you unintelligent. Now, that means that you don't have the ability to interpret the scripture according. You should be able to, again, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But what happens is the hieroglyphs and the characteristics of this ancient language is undecipherable. So now we got English. Now I've already written a book called English, which is English, which is the language of the bent light beings. What does that mean though in basic English? That just simply means that we have a language that separates us from God instead of connecting us to God. And the inability to decipher the language and the symbol separates us or keeps us in what we call tradition or religion. Now, brothers and sisters, your ability to over and understand, as we will pick up tomorrow with part two and talk about the fact that inside of the Bible, it breaks down some very amazing things that brings about a miracle of being able to over and understand and interpret the suppressed truth that's inside of the Bible and every other book for that matter. And that is when we talk about this word death and we talk about the word die or dead and the word die. Now, the reason why that word is so important, because that's the one thing that Yahushua defeated. Now, there is no other text. Now, there's a lot of other, there's, you know, 23 crucified Christ and all of that good stuff. But for us here in the West, there is something that is very important for us to understand. And that is death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Now, I've done and talked about this in other series before. But we want to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail because this helps us to understand our obligation to understand the universal language that has and that brings about an amplification, crucifixion, if you will, which amplifies us, which is called rightly dividing the word of truth. So once we understand that the what does it mean when I say D-I-E instead of D-Y-E? And what does it mean when I say D-E-A-D or D-E-A-T-H? And what that means to the soul that is living on earth. So to break it down, as we will, again, we're talking about establishing what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, when God says, let us go on to perfection, not laying again a foundation of dead works. So we got to talk about these dead works. That is the ability to rightly divide the word. And once you understand that, then the soul that sinneth, it shall D-I-E, die. And the soul that does not sinneth, S-I-N-E, sinneth or signeth. Sign. What is a sine wave? Remember, sine wave is cyclical. It goes up and it goes down. It goes up and it goes down. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15 54, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 54 says, when the perishable has clothed with imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come to pass. Death, where death has been swallowed up in victory. So that's your purpose. That's why you're here. So without understanding, again, this is the suppressed truth. Notice that the emphasis is always placed on metaphysics and spirituality, which is great. But that emphasis, remember, your head should be in the cloud, but your feet should be firmly planted on the ground. That means I don't care how spiritual you are, if you don't have no fruit, if your perishability has not put on imperishability, then you don't have the right interpretation. So your job is to understand the passage and to understand all of the, not just, that's just one word or one example. When the Bible, when it talks about the wages of sin, S-I-N, the E is silent, sine wave, sin wave, the wages of sin is death. So we've got to understand the cyclicalness, this again, duality, this up and down, this left, right, this happy, sad, this fat, skinny, living in this world of duality. You should be living in a world of causality, but we all live in a world of reality. So you should be the cause of your reality. Now, what does that mean in English? That means that there should be a program that is running your brain that controls your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, which controls the structure of the chemicals that's released inside of the body. So instead of releasing cortisol, there should be something in your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect that comes from something that's held inside the brain called neural network instead of neural link. You should not be linked to a computer. You should be linked to source. And you should be that source. Why? You should have a group of related thought that is held inside the brain called a vision. That image in your brain is downloaded into your software. And that image program that's in the brain that's downloaded into the software called the soul, that controls the body called chemistry. So you control whether you release dopamine, serotonin, or adrenaline and cortisol. You control it. Not the outside events, not the Reverend Dr. Bishop, not the, you know, Donald Trump, not things outside of you. The inner verse should control the outer verse. The outer verse should not control the inner verse. That is the suppressed truth. The suppressed truth is you are the programmer. Not the Founders Fund, not Elon Musk, not Mark Zuckerberg, not anybody else that's out there writing a script that's a part of the dominated culture or this harmonious arrangement. But we got to break this down so that way we can understand the true and basic meaning of all of the words, whether they be, and again, I talk a lot about Christianity because that's just the background I'm from, but it could be Muslim, it could be Hindu, it can be Kabbalist, it can be anything. You got to understand, as I've been saying for years, that the body is a tomb. That simply means that a celestial or a terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. So the body is the home of the soul when it's in the condition of death or dead. Let me say that again real slow. The body is the home of a spirit slash soul. When we look at the Greek, as we're going to be breaking down, when it talks about this, that's why this word D-E-A-T-H is very important. Because that, again, without understanding what that means, then we don't understand why we are here and why we have the potential and the power to generate and then operate so that way we can return back to our original destiny. Without understanding that suppressed truth, that is the true destiny of mankind, to generate a specific energy, then to operate that energy in a manner that allows you to go home, to return back to source. As Jesus himself said, no man can go to heaven that has not come down from heaven. That is inside the book of Luke. Now, that ability to understand that, now that is one of a bunch of statements that are made that needs to be understand, so need for you to understand, so that way you can understand what has been suppressed and what has been replaced. Because again, once you overstand, then that empowers you. That gives you dunamis power. Why? Clarity produces something. And what does clarity produce? Confidence. Now, we start the class on June the 1st, where we get into under over and understanding your divine seed. My job is to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you your divine seed. That is like the vehicle that you're driving. You're a driver. The car has a steering wheel, and you've been given a specific vehicle to drive. So you are the driver. There's a specific steering wheel, and then a specific vehicle. So we got to find your specific vehicle that you're supposed to drive. That's your currency. And we'll be breaking that down starting on June the 1st. So, brothers and sisters, we'll continue with part two tomorrow as we continue to break down some of the suppressed truth that is rising up that's going to replace some of the, and a lot of, if not all, of the ingrained error. My brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He has a name written on his thigh that no man, woman, or child can pronounce. May the Ruach, the Pneuma, instead of part one, the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make a doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, the fans had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, used to tell me, the fans had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne piece. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Then Brinks truck, start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the fans, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the fans, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math.
Was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money. That's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map. All that sell, keep money growing, stay on track. Go some raps, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow D. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs. He's that bitter, but real OG's original. Real OG's original. Real OG's original.
When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stats, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up, an OG used to tell me, hide the stats, hide the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.